you get loved-up men and women sitting at restaurants, stuffing themselves witless, exchanging padded cards with huge hearts on them. Flowers are plenty.
In the game, whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Sue Perkins, and you can imagine she's in a strong lead at the end of the first round. Right, Jason Manford, we're going to ask you to take the next round. You're new to the game, and they've given you a ridiculously difficult subject to start off with. Nuclear energy.
Welcome to the fold, Jason.
Yes. I'm sure it's your pet subject, and they've chosen it for you. But, Jason, can you try and talk on nuclear energy for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
What I don't know about nuclear energy isn't worth knowing. I presume a producer obviously must have read up on Wikipedia that I'm an expert at it.
I don't think they did. Unfortunately, it was a hesitation.
It was. Paul, a correct challenge to you. And yes. You take over nuclear energy, and you've got 50 seconds starting now.
Nuclear energy is actually a very easy concept to understand. You have two particular parts, nuclear and energy, and you put them together and that's what you have. If you look at the sun, it is burning nuclear energy the whole time, naturally up there. That big red orb is sending all kinds of heat down towards us. And I believe nuclear energy was first discovered in the late 1940s by a man living in Basingstoke who was taking his dog for a walk one night. Little Sparky, his name was. He was a chipper little devil. And he saw a badger in the middle of the woods and he started chasing it. And that's how nuclear energy was born. Years later, as we look back now, 100 years ago, we think...
Sue Challenge.
Repetition of years.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I think you could have had him for a little deviation as well.
I believed every word
you
of that.
It. No, we let it go because we love it. Sue, a correct challenge. Another point to you. 8 seconds are still available. Tell us something about nuclear energy starting now.
I like to explain the principle of nuclear fusion by using the example of One Direction, the famed boy band. There you've got Harry Styles like an individual nucleus waiting to join with Liam.
Was again speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point has increased her lead at the end of the round. Graham Norton, will you begin the next round? Oh, the subject, karaoke. I don't know if there was something a favourite of yours, but will you talk on the subject? 60 seconds starting now.
I understand the impulse within people who want to sing. Good luck to you. But why would anyone want to be in a bar and listen to that? That is the part of karaoke I fail to comprehend, ladies and gentlemen. I believe they should be shut down. As I speak, I have a campaign ongoing to remove all karaoke establishments from the high street, for there are many. I pass several each day. Do they still exist? I'm not sure. Karaoke was invented in Japan, where businessmen like to perform songs to each other. I guess it's a way to let their hair down. I can't say that again.
Paul, you challenge.
A bit of a hesitation.
There was a definite hesitation. But you went for 50 seconds. That's the irony of this game. Another 10 seconds, you'd have had 2 points.
Can I just say, at that point, it felt longer than The Hobbit.
Nothing's longer than The Hobbit.
But Paul, a correct challenge, so you get a point, and you take over the subject. Karaoke, 10 seconds, starting now. Jason, challenge?
I think it was hesitation. I thought that was an air.
Definitely.
I think we'll interpret it as hesitation. Yeah. Yes, right. So, Jason, you've got in with 8.5 seconds on karaoke, starting now.
I'm a fan of karaoke. I sing quite often. I like a Tom Jones number or a Diana Ross, maybe a Tony Bennett, occasionally a Michael Bublé, or maybe the Jackson 5.
So Jason Manford was then speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point, and he's now leapt forward. He's in third place. He was before, but actually he's still in third place. Just behind Paul, and they're just behind Sue, and Graham, he's just behind them. Sue Perkins, it's your turn to begin. Oh, the subject now, a lovely one. The cheeses of France. Tell us something about all those lovely cheeses in 60 seconds, if you can.